Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
You guys, I'm shaking. She's finally here.
She,
new queen of pop incoming.
She has risen.
The queen has officially been reincarnated as Trisha Paytas, baby.
That's right. That's right. I think they say that it takes like 49 days to reincarnate, but they sped up the process for her because it was the queen. So congratulations are in order for Trisha and Moses for the birth of Malibu Barbie Paytas Harmon. Wait, is that his last name? Hack.
Yeah, something like that.
Moses told him, I should know. Hackmon. Malibu Barbie. Did we expect anything other than Malibu Barbie, honestly?
Kind of.
Just she could have gone with Elizabeth.
I thought she was gonna drop a middle
Lilibet.
Name.
Yeah.
Elizabeth.
That's a child. That's an ugly pimply bitch.
Bobby's first vlog.
I think that's an appropriate name for Trisha Paytas' baby.
Yeah, it's very Teresa Giudice naming her four daughters.
I'm surprised it's not daughters. Chicken Fingers, honestly. It's a step up because what's the EP's name? Chicken Fingers and what's it called?
Lipo.
Chicken Fingers and Lipo. Oh my God. Lipo would be such a beautiful name for a girl.
So, oh my God, canceled. You're
Lipo
canceled.
Paytas.
If you get it, you understand.
Yeah, no, her EP is literally called Chicken. Is it Chicken Tenders?
Chicken Parm and Heartbreak is one of them.
Oh my God. Wait, there's others?
And then there's Chicken Fingers and Lipo. Let me read through them.
I didn't realize it was a series.
There's multiple.
Oh.
Songs from My Kitchen Floor.
Okay.
Iconic. Mm-hmm. Crazy and Desperate. Her Shallow Cover. Chicken Parm and Heartbreak, A Christmas Jesus Bop, Never the Bride, Chicken Fingers and Lipo.
There it is.
Me describing all my eras.
Literally.
Oh.
Well, welcome to the world.
She loves a name.
She does love a name. Chicken Fingers Paytas, welcome to the world.
Watch, that'll be like the new tea spill. It's like...
Yes.
Birth certificate revealed. Trisha lied.
I just also loved that in the first reveal video, baby Malibu Barbie looked fucking pissed to be in the world.
Mad.
She's so mad to be here. She's like, did I have to watch my own funeral? Oh my God. Yeah, 1 week later, we are still deep into the funeral chat.
Yeah.
Although we did know this was happening. Yeah. We're recording during the big moment. A billion people watching. And the most important headline that has come out of it is that a spider was on the coffin.
I can't.
World's most famous spider.
Elise. If you get that, you'll really get it. I don't care. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to anyone. I don't care. Like, I really don't. And I will say Megan serving.
Yeah.
With a single tear.
Yeah.
Chic. That is high fashion.
I was going to say she's an actress, but maybe it was real. I don't know. I don't know her life. I don't know her story.
Yeah.
You know, the funeral looks were good.
Slay. Yes, girl.
I know way too much about it. I had to cover every detail of it. I know how the crown and the scepter were fixed to the top of the coffin so it didn't fall. Every detail. That crown is worth billions.
Wait, she has a scepter?
Yeah.
Like on Drag Race?
Yep.
Same is that thing. Where they got it from?
Probably.
I guess that adds up.
Well, it's royalty. That's what you do with, you get a scepter. It's like something about God.
Just
and
a bedazzled
the
cane. Shit.
Yeah.
Bury me with hash browns from Dunkin' Donuts, please.
That's all you need.
Wow.
Yeah, world stopped for that.
New Trisha song incoming, Never the Queen.
Mm.
Always a
queen consort.
Yeah.
Featuring Camilla.
Cabello?
No. Oh. She quit Fifth Harmony for this.
I heard the word queen and Camilla. Just, my ears perked up.
Live.
What level of unhinged do you guys want today?
Oh, God.
Because I've been crying all morning, but like I want to laugh. So we can really go there.
Tears and Lipo.
Yeah.
New EP incoming. Oh, God. Well, you know who's also in the UK sometimes? She's an international girl.
Good morning, Rita Ora. We're talking about you.
We're tweeting about you.
Oh, you were tweeting about her. You went platinum again.
I need to delete, in general, we can actually finish that sentence. I just need to delete. I need to get Twitter off my phone. Every time I have something a little shady to offer about one of our queens, it does numbers. It does queen funeral viewing numbers.
Yeah.
Everyone saw the tweet.
Outcharted.
Everyone saw it. There are HuffPo articles with it in it. There's other articles that people are sending. Oh, I saw your tweet in this article. That's mortifying.
Yeah.
As somebody who was in the trenches promoting Anywhere, promoting Big.
Lonely like, Together.
I mean, Bop. Read a Bop through and through. I just thought it was really funny.
You for Me with Sagala, Bop. Put them all on the weekly playlist.
Honestly. Well, I'll have to. I have to rack up those streams for her now to apologize. Yeah, I'm never getting an interview with Nicole Scherzinger. I'm never getting an interview with Rita Ora. They're definitely seeing these tweets. Anyway, what had happened was Rita Ora was performing at Rock in Rio in Brazil. And from what I hear, we have listeners, actually, who attended. They saw this live. They were blessed with this live. They, by all accounts, it was a fabulous show and a great Rita Ora set, as she is known to do. Embedded into the performance was a quick little minute cover of Kate Bush's Song of the Summer, new rising indie artist, Running Up That Hill. And I'll just, you know what? I will stand by my tweet.
Find the note. Find the note.
There were a lot of good responses to the tweet, including my favorite, never let them know your next note. It's just like, it was from somebody who had never heard the song before. The melodies were not, there wasn't.
Yeah, she hit every note in every key.
Yes.
Out of order.
She Jessie J'd one of the lines as well.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, it was something up that hill.
She certainly sang.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I will defend Rita Ora can sing, maybe just, you know, find the note. Find the melody.
The best part about it is the ending, which you highlighted, about how she was like, I fucking did that.
She got down, ass up, did a very, like, serve face, and then gave the crowd a kiss. Like, I fucking nailed it. Yes.
Get him to swap out, please.
Honestly, with some Seagala production. Up that hill. Well, we're going to get a copyright ding for playing the exact vocals that she performed.
Yeah, it was kind of something like that.
It was like that. Mm-hmm. Got the girls talking.
Yep.
All press is good press.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Good morning, Rita Ora.
Good morning, Rita Ora. The world is talking about you. Yes.
Where do we think this stands on the scale of Fergie National Anthem?
Many were saying that. I feel like the National Anthem... See, when you touch a National Anthem, like in the same way that... Who also fucked up? Or like
Christina.
Disrespected it?
Well, she had a word wrong.
There was a word.
Iconic.
Wasn't Rosie also like shunned for doing a rendition that was like disrespectful or something?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. Roseanne did that one time.
Oh, it was Roseanne. Yeah. It was Roseanne.
Well, that was intent. Like that. Right. She did that on
But it was like not, it didn't go over super well, I'm sure, for like the national whatever. I feel like if you touch a national thing and you've got these patriots, they're going to be pissy about it. So I feel like Fergie got like hate, whereas the Rita thing is just funny.
Right.
It's just like, yeah. Like she didn't dismantle. I mean, it is a national anthem for some. But yeah, I feel like that was just more of a creative choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a total Fergie. It's not a Lana on SNL. It's not an Ashley on SNL. But it is, it's a note in her Wikipedia, perhaps.
It's kind of iconic. I hope more people do this.
Me too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think that it is what we need.
Yep.
As I said, like in the tweet, like she fucking... think, you know, let her think she nailed it. I wish I had Rita Ora's confidence in life in general.
Honestly, true.
Like
the mic was on.
The mic was hot.
It was.
Yeah. And she gets booked and busy and does all the things. She gets, you know, two lines in a 50 Shades movie. She's fucking Taika Waititi. She's singing into Brazil. I want to be Rita Ora.
Yeah.
Hot and fun.
Right.
She also, I will never forget
Queen of Pop.
When things were opening up for the first time, she had arguably like the first pop concert back.
Yeah.
She did like that giant stadium.
Mm-hmm. She broke COVID protocols.
She
and
did.
Now my eardrums.
She did a slay-worthy Pride performance.
And yes, we were slayed. That is true.
We are forever grateful for Rita.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of tweets.
Yes. Speaking of the good old Twitter.
Yeah, we have to correct a note in the doc we have, unfortunately.
It happened again.
It was a last minute tweak of the notes. I saw this and I said, oh no.
Yeah, I fell for fake news yet again because of the people that I follow. I saw a tweet.
Yeah.
That was like breaking news. Shakira has won her court case and is not going to jail.
Yeah.
And it seemed like a very earnest Stan tweet. Yeah, it's not real.
It is not real, unfortunately. She was seen leaving a Barcelona law firm as she is in the midst of a divorce, but it had nothing to do with the tax fraud case, which is still set to occur. But we will
get a good lawyer.
You know what? I believe her hips. She's told us throughout time they don't lie, and I believe it.
Oh, I was so excited.
I know.
I also just follow Stan meme accounts, so I shouldn't really be shocked that I...
Right. Oh, everyone was announcing that every pop star was at the Queen's funeral today.
I did fall for a few of them.
Yes. Kelly Mantle has arrived at Westminster Abbey. Jason Derulo fell down the stairs at the Queen's funeral.
Countess Luann arriving.
I was shocked to see the inclusion of Girls Aloud in the memes. Cheryl performing Fight for This Love. And Nadine's missing passport arriving for the funeral.
The video that you posted, for a split second, I was like, oh, there's a big concert.
I mean, yeah, if you don't know the protocol for the funeral, you might think so.
Yeah.
They do have, you know, royal concerts, but not when someone's dead.
Work.
But, yeah.
Well, Noah is dead.
That should be our transition to everything. What is?
The Chromatica ball.
And God tried to take out a few in the process.
Yep.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had went down, it would have been me. I just have a feeling.
Now you're too short. I don't think the lightning could reach. It would hit someone taller first.
It hits trees. Yeah. It hits trees. All right. Well, yes, everyone, I'm so sorry. Or congratulations, depending on how you feel about it. The Chromatica era is officially over.
It is.
I know no one is more thrilled than Lady Gaga herself.
She was really pulling those tears out, though.
She certainly was. I was a little confused because I felt like, Mama, it's lightning. It happens. But I think she just really wanted to have a completely clean run with no illnesses, injuries, cancels.
Mm-hmm. Drama. So
right at the very, very end, her final night in Miami, she was performing almost through the whole show until the thunder and lightning and rain on May made the show come to a crashing halt. Not that the F words were to be stopped by any means.
They kept going in the
rain. They kept going. There are a few phenomenal videos of just piles of LGBTs singing Rain on Me and then a clap of fucking thunder right after they sing the chorus.
Wow.
Beautiful. God wanted to participate.
Yeah.
Or take him out.
This is what you get for not singing A Thousand Doves.
I was
going to
say, I didn't want to say it, but what further proof do we have that he's pissed?
Yeah.
You know, if you're not going to do studio version, just don't bother with the tour. But
maybe that's the deal with God that Rita Ora made. She said, you're going to go down to Miami. Igniting
and we'll trade places.
Them. Yeah.
And I'll perform for them. Oh, well, hidden in the mix of the crowd as well were several drag queens, as there always are at every Chromatica ball. And there is a viral video.
Icons like your grandmother, your school teacher, your neighbor.
All in drag. And there's a fantastic video. We were tagged in a few times of everyone filing out as one drag queen who did look like Gaga.
She did.
Stepping out with a security guard and her finally turning around and being like, I'm a drag queen.
Yeah, they were shook.
Yeah, the security guard did like a triple take. That's what to expect when you go to a Gaga concert.
Yeah, F words.
F words everywhere in their outfits. I also like
tonight.
Did you see Benny Drama's video of the reality of going to a Chromatica ball concert?
No.
Where he does like he dressed up for the concert, but it was very my humor, actually. It was just the awkward silence of being in the car in the outfit, and then he gets out and pumps gas and he's like having a
like
fight with his boyfriend.
Uber there in like full.
Yes. Just sitting there awkwardly listening to a true crime podcast. Like it was really well done. I highly recommend that video. It probably captured the reality of Chromatica ball for a lot of people.
Probably.
I will say that was a good one. But yeah, that was the end of Chromatica ball. I would say flawless run, because I don't count this as, what can you do? It's an act of nature. Maybe close the thing, I guess.
Yeah.
The stadium.
Maybe recycle and start taking better care of the planet. I don't know.
I think lightning's just going to happen.
Yeah.
This is because Susie was using a plastic straw.
It was because Susie's using a plastic straw and she didn't recycle it.
Susie.
Yeah.
You made lightning strike at the Chromatica ball.
Thank God. I still can't get over you last week.
Oh, God.
As Susie the sheep. Oh, my
Susie
fucking God.
Susie the sheep. Yeah, that's my calling. I should be doing voice work for Susie the Sheep and her lesbian parents.
Yeah, shout out to Minos.
Oh, yes, as always.
Put together an edit. Tears.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Susie and her parents got home safe from the concert.
Yeah. Our Stephanie.
Our Stephanie.
I mean, Chromatica Ball, this era will always have a traumatic place in my heart. So.
Oh, yes, for personal reasons.
Yeah, I'm ready for what's next.
Well, what's next is going to be Joker 2.
Okay, I'm not ready for what's next.
That's going to be just hell on earth. She's going to try and one-up Joaquin Phoenix with, like, shenanigans.
Now, what is her character again?
Harley Quinn, which is, shenanigan-prone. There was actually an article that also dropped on my way over here, this late-breaking news, about Gaga, actually. And before Lea Michele was cast for Funny Girl, it was supposed to be, or it was offered to be, Lady Gaga.
Oh, Tony.
I know. She also is like following in Barbara's footsteps again, from A Star Is Born to Funny Girl. Rolling Stone reported they reached out to Gaga and they were never going to give her enough money to star in this production. Look at what the set looks like. They don't have anything close to Gaga money. Oop. And well, actually, Gaga Daily did report this back in 2018. There were rumblings at the time that she would do Funny Girl.
Hmm.
As we know so well, because we love Funny Girl.
I love it so
much.
And
we love Broadway.
It's my favorite part, who's funny.
My favorite part of the play is when she figures out she's funny.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's very, very serious. Two-thirds of the way, it's very serious. And then she makes a joke by accident.
And they get you with that twist.
And then people start laughing.
Right after intermission.
And they go, everyone in unison goes, "You're funny, girl." Mm-hmm. And then they all start making jokes.
Yep, they all start laughing.
That's my favorite part of it.
Yeah.
I
love that part.
I've seen it a lot of times, and I always love it. Barbara is great in it.
My favorite part is at the end, when she walks on stage and she goes,
"Ha ha, laugh, funny."
And everyone is just like,
"Have a good fourth."
"Don't Rain on My Fourth" is my favorite song from Funny Girl.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
"I'm gonna be funny, and you're gonna like it." My favorite.
That
musical.
Is such a good song from it.
"We're all gonna have fun."
That's a really good part too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, "We're all gonna have funny girl" is one of my favorite songs on there. Love the cast soundtrack.
Love this game.
Oh yeah, and Phantom of the Opera is closing. I don't know what that means either, but
oh, I did see that once.
After 35 years.
Oh.
She's gone. She's retiring. She is leaving the building, theater. So
the Phantom is escaping.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The opera.
Yeah. Well, it's a big story about masks, and now no one's wearing them. So they were like, well, this is pointless.
Oh.
He's got that mask. He's wearing it wrong like everyone else.
You know that some fucking, like, Debbie just was in there. "Take your mask off. Goddamn fucking woke liberal. Damn, that Phantom's Phantom. Woke. Even the Phantoms are woke. God damn it. You know it's probably happened.
Probably.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Not my Phantom. No. Fucking hell.
We are in hell.
You really are. It's 90 degrees today.
It
still.
Is. It is. This
fall
hell.
Is 2 days away. Why is it 90 degrees? Can someone please explain this to me?
Well, it's because of Susie and her straws.
Oh, what else was I going to say about Chromatica Ball? Oh, shout out to, I'm surprised she hasn't done this, so I'm going to do it for her because I'm waiting for her to do it. The fact that none of her makeup came off in the rain, House Labs, waterproof, House Labs.
That's
cruelty
true.
Free.
And the tears afterward.
Vegan.
Yeah.
And waterproof.
That was probably the first thing they worked on because they were like, she's going to cry a lot. Whatever we do with makeup has to be tear-free. Waterproof.
Yeah, watch next. The new line's going to be "Rain on Me" because it's waterproof mascara.
Oh.
Watch it.
It's a concept.
Stephanie. Yeah.
House Labs. Get into it. Not sponsored.
No, it is not.
Not yet.
But we are sponsored by Jaclyn Hill.
Can you imagine? I fucking wish.
If someone released a mattifying powder,
yeah,
I'll go on camera so that we can get a mattifying powder sponsorship.
Jeclyn Hill X Legends Only mattifying powder collab.
Yeah. So creamy. Shade is so good.
Hairy mattifying powder.
That's yours.
That's mine.
Okay, anyway.
Oh my God. Let's get serious.
Yeah.
Speaking of actually fan compilations and mixes and mashes of
we do have another shout out. So this goes out to Matt's Ego on Twitter. If you want to follow us on Twitter, we are at legendsonly_pod. Sent us a tweet that said, I have been singing Kim Petras Coconuts in my head, but instead of my coconuts, I've been singing Barack's Candy Corn. It fits, LOL.
It does. And I'm
bop. Bop, 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 bop.
Barack's Candy Corn.
I mean,
not
you kind of went off on the remix. People were
Wait, I kind of did.
You did.
It was like a tropical house bop a little bit.
I kind of feel like you should submit it for a remix consideration.
Oh, I have to put it on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I still have to do that. I don't know what visual do I make with it. Just like anything?
I think probably just Michelle's
dancing
video.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like maybe yassify it somehow. But I think that works. You could just have it be a static image.
Oh, just Michelle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holding candy corn. Oh, wait. You can do those slideshows now.
Yeah.
Ooh, I should do that.
Yes, I think you should.
Because I always get so upset when I spend like 2-3 days on something and I upload it and it gets flagged for like copyright. I'm like, why?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know it.
Anyway, that's a me problem.
That is you problem.
Okay, well, also this week.
Spread your wings.
Rise up, butterflies.
Rise up, butterflies.
Rise up, lantern
rise.
Flies.
Not lantern flies.
25 is here.
Get your heels out.
Yeah.
We're going stomping for the lantern flies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm such a little bitch. I keep encountering them and then I don't do it. I just stare at them.
Well, they're fast.
No, I probably have the opportunity a lot. Like they're sitting on the sidewalk and I just, you know what? I know the scientists told me to, but I don't do it.
Oh, I do. They were at the beach.
Not my
this
monkeys,
weekend.
Not my circus.
They're disgusting, but they're kind of cute.
The thing is, they're kind of pretty.
Yeah, they're really pretty. They're like ladybugs with bigger things.
Well,
wings.
Yeah.
Also, they're kind of like they have like a reveal.
They do.
They're like kind of ugly, and then they go to fly, and it's like bright red. I'm like, yeah, it's like a wig underneath a wig, kind of.
It really is.
I feel bad when I kill them.
You still do it.
Well, because they make the decision to fly on me.
Oh, well, I've never had them fly on me.
Yeah, so I was at the beach this week. And they were all over the beach. I'm like, where do you come from? There's no trees.
Yeah. No lanterns.
No.
Mm-mm.
But they were flying.
Well, hopefully the seagulls get them.
You'd think.
You would think.
Nope.
Mm. I'm sorry to hear that.
Mm.
Sorry to the science community as well.
It's fine. Whatever. Going to be something new in a couple years. What's next?
It's true.
Lantern Nova. Just waiting for it. Like
they're gonna find out you should be using plastic straws and you should save the lantern flies.
Can't wait. CDC tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, enough about lantern flies.
Okay, we're talking about butterflies.
Yeah.
Yes.
The actual queens of the air.
We really are. Yes. The elusive chanteuse is back with the 25th anniversary of Butterfly, including a new track listing, a new re-up of the album, and an interesting new interview as well, where she teased some things on the horizon, including the Chick album that she mentioned in the memoirs, in the memoir that she wrote, that she did a secret 90s grunge album for the background vocals. She revealed that she's going to re-release it with her original lead vocals.
That is going to be something.
That's crazy. She needs to do a promo shoot. My first thought was like, get the guitar out.
Oh my God, like Speaks album art.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. She's planning to do some mysterious thing with the Chick Project and, quote, another artist.
Ooh.
I know.
Who do we think?
I wonder if it's Courtney
Avril?
Love.
Oh.
Oh.
Both of them. Like, ooh.
Both.
Wow.
I'm unclear, but she said she's found the original version with her lead vocals and planning to release it. Pretty exciting, if you ask me. Not that that has anything to do with Butterfly, but this re-release prompted an interview. She said she's working on projects, some concept that people have been asking her for years.
Mm-hmm. Something live.
Something live. Borrowed, something blue, something live, something new.
Something who?
Something who? Yes, so the 25th anniversary expanded edition.
25 minutes, as she says.
25 minutes. Oh, mm-hmm. My God. Ugh, love her. Yes, we don't celebrate years.
No.
They're moments. It is a re-up, including some acapellas of 4th of July and Outside. The live from VH1 Divas My All, which kills me.
Iconic.
Love that.
The girls cannot do it like that anymore.
There is no VH1 Divas. Who's going to be there?
Is there even VH1? Is there it still is. Around?
They play reality TV.
Okay, I thought everything merged to Paramount Plus.
Drag Race still, I think, is VH1 and Paramount Plus. They'll merge like within the next year, though.
Yeah.
I bet you anything.
I'm not getting into the branding of that. It's a disaster.
It's a disaster.
It was called Video Hits 1. There are no videos.
Where are the videos? Anyway, that's like a 20-year-old argument we're mad about again.
Yeah.
It's dead. They're dead. Like the lantern flies. However, there's also The Roof, which is one of my, I think, top five Mariahs with Brandy, which is iconic. I've been mostly listening to that. But then there's also...
We youngins paid homage to the legends for their great contributions.
Let's talk about vocals. And then we have two remixes. One, Another Taste of Honey from David Morales. Very iconic, her Morales extra vocals years and doing all the extended mixes. A slay. And then shout out to Amorphis, who did the Anniversary Club remix of Butterfly. And it goes off.
Yeah.
Like, majorly.
It's good.
It's really good. And he has truly been killing it. He's working with all the legends. He worked with Brandy, so it was a full circle moment. He had said that when he posted about this. I mean, Kelly Rowland.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing
Tina
it.
Knowles posted
his
video from the tweet that went viral.
He does mixes every other day, like mashups every other day. He's just... truly so talented, and I love that Mariah is recognizing him and that he loves the legends, so it was like perfect.
Yeah, he hopped into the Twitter space and got to talk to her.
Oh.
And she was telling him how she did a release party privately, and they just played the entire remastered edition, and that everyone was loving that he didn't mess with her vocals on the remix, and that it all sounds good. She was very complimentary.
Love that.
Of the art, which I loved.
It really is good. It didn't try and sound trendy.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds big and like club ready. I'm like really impressed by it, genuinely. Shout out to Amorphis. Shout out to Mariah. Butterfly, a favorite, a classic. And now, of course, you're getting tons of like merch opportunities with this. There's like vinyls happening. She's doing a Chopard collaboration, like with something really expensive. I was looking into the prices of the Mariah collaboration with Chopard jewelry.
Oh, it's jewels.
Yes.
Gems, jets, silhouettes.
It's like very fancy. I'm probably also saying it wrong, but
we don't speak rich, so.
That's true.
Well, slay, Mariah.
Slay anyway, yes.
She'll be slaying into Christmas soon.
Oh, that is true.
Not yet, but...
Not yet. We're going to start getting those not yet videos, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But right now, there's a lot of Butterfly to discuss, so she's got plenty of time to promote music that is not Christmas music.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Amorphis should remix All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, my God. He could.
Club mix.
He could.
Ooh.
I bet that's going to happen.
Well, speaking of gems, jets, silhouettes, and jewels.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fitting time to discuss fashion in a little segment that we like to call...
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
All right, so this week, Viola Davis for Elle Magazine.
Oh, yeah. I saw that popping off on the Discord. Shout out to Major everybody slay. On the Discord.
Hey, girls.
Hey, girls. Yeah. It was a big slay.
Yes.
Yes.
So chic. I love the one with the... Is it an eyepiece where it almost looks like a statue of like a goddess? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's post like Photoshop or if that's an actual
like a piece
that she's wearing, but fucking slay.
Fucking
they're so gorgeous.
Slay. Yeah, that was a good shoot. And the reign of terror known as New York Fashion Week has just come to a close at last, but it did end on a high note, question mark, with Tom Ford, especially the Ciccone family in full regala, full Italian mafia, sexy, gorgeous family mode. Madonna in her bleached eyebrow era and orange hair, straight, long hair with Lola.
Her Chucky era.
Her Chucky era. It's an homage.
Your hair is really starting to look a lot like mine.
It's really an homage to you. I'm just loving it. I'm loving the mother-daughter looks together. I love that Rocco is now in the mix. I guess they patched up whatever was going on there. And now they're just like one big, happy Italian family, which is delightful. And they were there with Tom Ford, who looked hot as usual. Love your colognes, Tom. And
hey,
thanks for the cologne. But yeah, New York Fashion Week, Tom Ford was my pick of the week. I even didn't mind, this is going to shock and startle people, I didn't even necessarily mind the grill in this particular look.
Yeah, it works.
It's
in
like,
certain looks.
Yeah, like very specific. For whatever reason, it's just working right now for her. And I don't want to give her that because then she'll continue to run with it for a decade. But in this particular instance, like I just feel like it like worked for her.
It does.
Yeah. So we've got the orangey red hair and Lourdes, our new chanteuse, tits out, big giant cross. It's very homage to mommy.
Tits out. Okay. Tits out.
Tits out and blasphemy.
Was she just on another song?
She
or am
was.
I delusional?
Nope.
Okay.
She was.
Is this going to be another fan tweet?
No. She's doing her thing. She's doing her like artsy, fartsy.
It kind
left
of bops.
Lane vocals. Yes.
I think I saw it on Instagram, maybe.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting the journey she's on musically. I'm interested to hear more.
She could do anything.
True. But like, honestly, just as a family, a big slay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, loved that. Loved that look. There was also a show by The Blondes, who you had picked, I think, as your pick for...
I did.
For dressing you.
Yeah, we talked about that last week or the week before.
Yes.
Who we would want to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And so The Blondes did a show
again
this year. Saucy Santana's outfits.
Oh, my God.
I want that neon green coat.
And, of course...
with, like... a black pant and a boot. I want that neon green
for
coat.
Me, to no surprise, it was all about Cassie.
Yes.
Oh, I want her outfit also, but I just can't believe she looks so fucking hot. She did it. She walked out to Long Way to Go.
Bop.
Can't believe. And she did the runway with Saucy. And
speaking of that runway,
you know, sometimes you got influencers on the runway that maybe you should just stick to influencing.
Oh,
on Instagram. Well. Yes, Nikita Dragon was also on this runway.
She was. Now, I will be fair.
Okay.
And say that the look was
a fucking slay. Yep.
Like the hair, what the Blondes did with the corset, fucking slay.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of the actual walk?
Yes, sure did.
Oh.
Not everyone's a model.
No.
It was also like, how did you not know how this goes?
Yeah.
Like you just...
there's like one direction. You go down and then you go
turn around. And you
back.
Do not weave through each model.
Well, it's like...
that was like, she was like hiding and ducking through each model.
Yeah.
Like it was a crash test dummy, like swerve through the orange cones challenge. It was not good.
No.
No. And then she caused Saucy to like, I think, be shook or not know either briefly.
Yeah.
It was just a little mess. Cassie was unbothered. Shout out to Cassie. Shout out to Skydiver, unreleased. Amazing, amazing Cassie song for you to look into.
Yeah, it was a sleigh.
It was a sleigh.
I would love to wear something like that with all the chains, but in like a obsidian or like a hematite. I don't think that would be possible, but like that color, like all jet matte black chains.
Ooh.
It's a look with the neon green coat.
Oh, that's a look.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There was some interesting content that came out of New York Fashion Week. Did you see the girl getting absolutely destroyed for critiquing the Boohoo fashion show? She was like going in on all the influencers in attendance and she was like mocking how superficial it all is. And then everyone was like, but you were there.
Like you're literally there.
Yeah.
It's all what?
Anyway, she was deservedly
like a clown handed her a clown ass. Clowny.
Yes. Like also, we do this every year. Like everyone's like, oh my God, New York Fashion Week. Like it's so superficial. It's like, yeah,
that's the point. The point, Yolanda.
And also you're there. So if you're there, you're complicit and a hypocrite.
Yeah.
So you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I find it stupid. And then we do always have the discussion of like, oh God, influencers. I just think it's not a across the board yes or no. Some of them slay and some of them don't.
Yeah.
And
also, I wouldn't have known about Fashion Week going on overall if it wasn't for seeing Saucy Santana's posts and James Charles.
Of course. That's so, your news source, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, they are bringing attention
yes.
to these bigger things.
Right.
And then I started looking at coats because I saw Saucy Santana.
And that's not to say
slaying.
Many, many people are monsters during Fashion Week, for sure. Everyone thinks that they are the hottest thing in the room and everyone's like got an attitude and an ego. But not everyone, you know? It's also like, also not everyone.
Yeah.
So it's whatever. It's fashion, baby.
It's fashion.
It's fashion.
It's entertainment.
Yeah.
It's models.
Are you not it's entertained?
Chic. I am.
I'm very entertained. I just wish there was more drama, to be honest.
There probably was. We'll hear about it in the vlogs now.
There was a recycled or re-upped, whatever, video.
Recycled, remastered,
yes,
remix.
Of Giselle walking the runway and all the fur protesters. And she just like fiercely navigates through all of them, strikes her pose and turns around. And I was like, love it.
Legends.
Yes, yeah. We love it.
Naomi.
I mean, we don't stand fur, but it's not Giselle's problem.
Yeah.
It's like, take it up with the one who made the outfit.
Take it up with Jeffree Star, who made that rug with his
who
yaks.
Made that that yak rug. Oh my God. There's going to be like protests at Jeffree's farm.
No, there's not. Didn't he say he was going to shoot them?
Oh no, I forgot about that. Oh my God, beauty killer.
Oh no, not beauty killer.
Beauty killer.
Oh no.
I'll fucking kill you.
Can't.
What is the line in the beginning of it? If I can't be beautiful, I'd rather just die. Something like that.
You know, yeah.
Anyway,
it's entertaining.
It always comes back to Jeffree.
Yeah. Do I tell everyone that who I saw on Grindr this week?
Oh, it was Grindr? I didn't realize it was Grindr. Oh, yeah, it was.
You should have known what. Like, you didn't recognize the UI?
For some reason, I thought it was a Raya screenshot at first, and that would have made more sense, but no.
Oh, no, I disconnected Raya because it wanted me to pay.
Yeah, it wants payment.
And I'm like, I don't need to pay
to be embarrassed.
Rejected. Yeah. Like, this is not working for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was James Charles. I didn't message James
Charles.
If
it was really, but probably, yeah?
Yeah.
Think? Yeah.
It said, have pictures to prove it.
Okay.
And like the one photo was like inside the Louvre or something.
That's
I don't know what
upsetting because it's also like, just use the fancy celebrity one.
Raya?
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like, anyway. Yeah, that's some unsolicited advice. Why would you go for the one where people can screenshot you and all that? Because on Raya, you actually get kicked off if you screenshot more than once.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You get a little thing that's like, excuse me, don't do that.
Probably for the drama.
Probably for the drama.
Yeah. Like, you know, someone's going to make a video about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
You did it during Fashion Week.
You did it during Tom Ford.
No, that was Madonna.
That would actually be a slay.
It would be. And to be honest, based on her track record with Tokisha at this moment, it's probably something that she was about to do.
Yeah.
She's sucking her face already. The side of a fashion show. Why not?
Chic. Well, speaking of influencers, I think it's time we have a little TikTok talk. Now, something that is dominating my FYP.
Yeah.
Is the Lisa Rinna Eminem.
Yep.
And I don't really understand where it's coming from.
No. Nope.
Because I think that Gen Z found the Lisa Rinna Eminem.
Yeah.
They have no idea when it was from.
Yeah.
But they're just dumping it into anything with the song.
I think that sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say so. Yeah. It's kind of the Miley wide-eyed red carpet.
Yes.
Meme. Mm-hmm. Of 2022.
Yep.
Lisa Rinna Eminem in your area on everything.
Yeah. Because I don't get the sense that these are Housewives watchers.
No?
No.
Not Bravo celebrities, not Bravo watchers.
Yeah.
Okay.
This week, Beverly Hills. Ooh.
It's still going?
Yeah. This is the week where, spoiler alert, they go to Aspen, and Kathy Hilton allegedly, according to Lisa Rinna,
the F word?
Allegedly. Said things that were horrible.
Okay.
They don't really talk about it on the show.
Oh.
They show two text messages that are like, I'm in the car with Kathy. She's saying the most horrendous things about Kyle.
Oh.
So that's where it is being left at.
Are there any remaining heroes of this show?
Sutton,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Sutton Strack is carrying Beverly Hills. Also, I am a Diana Jenkins stan.
Okay.
I'm going to get heat for that. She's the one that we quote who's like, you need a new Willen.
Yeah.
And she's always licking her face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I stan her in the sense that I find her extremely entertaining.
Gotcha.
Girls Trip 4. I'm not giving it away. But I would put Kelly Dodd and Diana Jenkins on Girls Trip 4.
Is she fired? Is that why she would be on that? Or...
I think she's quit.
Okay.
Diana quit.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Okay.
But I just want all of the villains in the house.
Mm-hmm. I love that idea.
Because it's entertaining. I don't support and condone the things that they say, okay? Kelly Dodd apologists.
I don't support and condone the things we say.
No, so I don't
fair.
Either.
I think that's very fair.
Yeah.
Not only is Lisa Rinna making waves... in the M&M's world, but we've got another food collaboration, Reality X Food.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
The flavor.
I did get this press release, actually, and I thought it was a joke at first, which is always the way you want to start off a press release. Today, Nicole Snooki Polizzi announced her partnership with Cheez-It in honor of the 30th anniversary of reality TV this year.
It's gonna be so bad.
She posed with her box at home in New Jersey. She joins RuPaul Charles as the first 100% real reality TV stars to grace the made with 100% real cheese snack cracker box.
No, it does not say that.
It does say that. That's why I had to double check on this one. Snooki and RuPaul cheese
blame it on the Cheez-It. Blame it on the Cheez-It. Oh no, I can't even say it. They're gonna steal that. That's gonna be on a commercial in 3 weeks from now.
For sure. She's a champion. Cheesiest of them all. She's a champion.
Oh my god, my COVID lung. Got your cheese.
This is gonna be so cheesy.
Everywhere you go. Oh.
Yeah, congrats.
Cheesy that walk.
Like, is it even prestigious to be on a box of Cheez-It? Like, it's not like, what is the big, like, Wheaties, right? Wheaties was always like,
like you're an icon.
Yeah, you're an icon.
For sports.
Right. So for reality TV, I guess it's Cheez-It.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do stand Cheez-Its.
I stand by them.
That is an honor, I think.
I think it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For me, my top honor would be the box of Count Chocula.
Oh.
I would do anything. I love Count Chocula.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to be a marshmallow in Lucky Charms.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yes, definitely. Lucky Charms is a close second.
Yeah. I'm waiting for someone to reply to that and with like a photo of like a Chucky 2 edition.
Oh, we're giving the girls who do Photoshop in our Discord way too much material. But yeah, Lucky Charms and Count Chocula, two sides of the goth and the preppy coin. Mm-hmm. It's just the same treat.
Yeah. I actually like a Honey Nut Oat.
Oh, a Honey Nut Oat Cheerio? Yeah.
That's when not the
Cheerio.
Or Honey Bunches of Oats.
Okay, well, let me tell you, I have Honey Bunches of Oats at home right now.
Okay, that is the best cereal, hands down.
I literally have it right now.
Honey Bunches of Bops.
Because Count Chocula is hard to find, hard to track down, but not Honey Bunches. I do sometimes spice it up with almonds version.
Oh.
But the regular version works just fine.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. The bunches, when you get them, it's always a surprise.
The flavor.
This just became very Delta. We could have just done 40 minutes on Honey Bunches of Oats.
I could talk for an hour about cereal.
You know what I will say about the Honey Bunches of Oats? You do have to sort of shake the bag or like get it. Because the consistency, you could get all the oats at the top or the bottom. They'll settle.
And then that's ruined.
And then it's not the right, you know,
no.
percentage wise. Yeah, it's true. Anyway, Cheez-Its for sure. I approve.
I also love a plain Chex cereal.
Oh.
I know that sounds weird.
A plain Chex.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had the Chex, but I think it was a frosted Chex, I want to say.
Oh.
Is that right?
Wow. Fancy. Expensive.
Yeah. Very, very.
Luxury.
Yeah. The Chex makes plain. I don't know.
And a plain Rice Krispie.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I used to have Apple Jacks back in the day.
I feel like we used to make necklaces with those things.
Well, same with Cheerios.
Yeah, like Christmas tree ornaments.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
My God, for the little rats at Joanne's.
For people to stick up their noses, the Cheerios. I feel like the babies always end up getting in trouble because there was, who had the story that they stuck the Cheerio up their nose? I forget who it was.
Anyway, Rita Ora.
Shout out if you're listening.
That's why she sounded like that this week.
Trying to get that Cheerio out. Anyway.
Well, congratulations, RuPaul.
Congrats, Ru. Congrats, Snooki. And congrats to the next person on our list who probably by this time has a record deal and a sponsorship with
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
Won't be surprised if she has a Tampax sponsorship.
Oh.
Honestly.
I mean, that would work.
It would work. Yes, you know her already. She's all over your FYP, your Twitter, everywhere. Brit Barbie. My favorite one is the one of the guy who comes in with the sandal and slaps it down. That one was really cathartic for me.
Like a little lantern fly.
Lantern fly. Period. Fly. some of our faves partook in the duetting.
They did. Most notably.
Most notably.
Slay!
BB on the track.
She is a songwriter.
She is.
And she, you know, wrote a bop for this.
She did write a bop for it. She did. I also saw Chloe. Chloe Bailey did it. I kind of lived for her version. The runs on that song. Who else did it? There were others.
There's a lot.
There's a lot now.
Now, Brit Barbie, it's parody, right?
I think, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I did not investigate further because I was annoyed, but I think so.
Yeah. There's comedy.
Yeah.
Involved.
I still think like that will end up in a record deal. Like, and I'm dead serious if it's not already happening. Like, I think people see a viral thing.
Yeah. They'll put it on streaming.
Yes. Like, period A will be like an actual thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. I don't think any record label lets a sound go viral without touch. I mean, you know.
It's like the Squid Game remixes on streaming.
Yes.
Toxic Pony.
Oh my God, it's absolutely.
Is on streaming now.
Korn, yes, exactly. So this will be annoying for much longer, I'm sure. Thank you to the internet. Although a lot of the duets were funny. So
they're really funny.
It's a blessing and a curse.
I know the people who take it too seriously, I'm like, relax.
Right,
it's
know.
It's comedy.
I know. Lil Nas X tweeted about it. Did you see his tweet about it?
Oh my God.
He mocked the people who were taking it too seriously.
See? Look, he gets it.
He gets it. Of course, he took it there in a whole new direction. He wrote, it was his most recent tweet, I think, actually. Lil Nas X tweeted, "Wow, So y'all gonna support the period a girl, but won't support me sucking dick behind McDonald's on 12th Street at 3:14 a.m. in a trench coat while Glorilla plays in the background? Oh, okay.
What? Who hasn't?
Who hasn't done that, first of all?
Waiting for him to duet or be one to release it.
For sure. Well, speaking of TikTok.
And funny girls.
And reading the room. Lea Michele is self-aware? Question mark.
She answered basically is doing what we told her to do.
Yeah, kind of.
Indirectly.
Yeah.
She's in on the joke now.
She's in on the joke. So maybe the joke is dead once she...
It is.
...makes fun of it. Then it's like, okay.
It is.
She started on TikTok with the Rachel Berry Plays the Super Bowl. The popular sound that was around for like 2 years. She finally did her version of it and everyone was like, yay, or whatever. Whatever they said in the comments. I actually don't know if they took to it kindly because I don't know what the Gen Z opinion of Lea Michele is actually. But anyway, she did a follow-up TikTok where she used a Kardashian sound and she said, calling my friend Jonathan to find out what the comments say.
Yeah, to read the comments.
To read the comments.
First TikTok.
You know... She's in on it now, so we'll see.
The joke is officially dead.
Yeah, like you kind of can't. And then she has to really kill it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like once she starts really making fun of it, it's like, okay, well, it's not fun anymore.
Right.
That's the only way you get rid of a joke.
Yeah, it's honestly true.
It's true.
You have to snatch back the funny.
You do.
And the funny girl did that.
She did, just like in the end of the play. My favorite part is when she snatches the joke from that guy's hand and she reads it to the crowd and everyone starts laughing and she's like, see, you stole my joke, but I got the last laugh.
Wow.
That's my favorite line.
Is it actually in Funny Girl?
No.
Oh.
I'm just making it up.
My God, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, my mind, I was like that algebra meme of like, what?
I've never seen it.
I did see videos of fans shaking and crying outside of the
same. I have seen that. And
theater.
To be fair, like, not that it's hard to do, but like she was extremely gracious and sweet with them in those videos. Like, mm-hmm. Not that I'm giving her a pass for past allegations, but it seems like at least in this present moment, she's...
Her comeback era.
Her comeback era.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing was floating around the internet.
It was funny.
And it was your, I guess, a job application for you.
Honestly, I should have tried to find this and apply.
Yep.
There is a viral Craigslist post that is going around. If you don't know what Craigslist is...
Well, you do because you're listening to this pod.
Yeah, we are kind of like the Craigslist of pop. It's a website where you used to go to like sell things online.
Oh, or, is that what you did there?
Find men.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, yes, I remember.
Did you ever have a Craigslist era?
No, because I felt like I'll just do that on Grindr or other apps. I never felt like I needed
Grindr
to do...
Grindr wasn't around back then. That's...
Well, when did you... When was... No.
College.
No, see, I was a married man then.
A what?
I was a basically married man.
Oh,
I was in a 5-year relationship during college. I never hooked up. I never did any of that.
Oh, my God. So I had my slut era in college.
Yeah, and then I made up for lost time.
Yeah.
To the present day. But... Yeah, no, I was virginal, basically.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. I have the reverse experience, I think, of many people of like near engagement, 5-year monogamous relationship.
Yeah.
And then sluttery for the next decade or so.
Well, we love that. M for M.
We love that.
Okay, so this viral post, job posting... The headline is, looking for gay man to take wife out to party.
Sold.
Already sold.
In Chelsea, no less.
In Chelsea. So they have money.
They got money.
That's what that says to me.
And they're close to Stonewall.
Is money.
Yeah. My wife is great, but she always wants to go out, especially to the Brooklyn electronic music events. Literally.
Brooklyn Mirage.
Why are you not her
elsewhere.
Best friend? Yes. Unfortunately, I'm unable to keep up with her. I'm not disabled or anything. I just need someone who can chaperone her to these events as a friend so I can get some rest. How often is she going?
Probably a lot.
She is you. She is your dream friend, I feel. Like, you would go with her to Brooklyn Mirage every week. Louis the Child, Zed. Like, you would go see all of it.
Is she listening?
Is she?
Lady, are you out there?
Ideally, you're into this type of music. You like to party, and you're probably in your late 20s to 30s. She's 30. Again, perfect. This would be paid for by the hour, $30 an hour, plus any cover or price of admission. You'd get to go to the concert for free and make money.
And he'd probably pay for the Uber.
Uh-huh.
And the chicken tenders there. Like, are you kidding me? At the Brooklyn Mirage, not sponsored, but I will gladly sponsor for free.
Most likely on a Friday or Saturday. Convenient. Great.
I'm freelance. I'll make it work.
I mean, this is a dream.
If you're out there, I'm older than her, though. Is that weird?
No. And you're not significantly older than her.
Right.
Please. She just wants to party.
Yeah.
Just want to go out.
She got a man that lives in Chelsea. Oh, my God. Literally, it's her.
It's literally her.
I want to go to Hardware.
I want to go to Hardware.
I hate Brooklyn. Oh, wait. No, it's not her.
No, it's not. She loves Brooklyn.
It's not styled by Shapiro.
I want to go to Mirage.
Isn't it so weird to think about how there's like people that I see out and about in the city and I'm obsessed with them?
Yeah.
And they have like no idea.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like, is it that weird?
You should go up to them and say something.
I have in the past. Yes. Where did that get me?
Yeah. Jail. I know. It seems like every time we do introduce ourselves, at least when we're out together, it ends up being like some story.
Yeah.
Something happens.
Like A-listers, most of them could not care less. No. Don't know a single actor. Couldn't name a single actress.
No.
But Gigi Gorgeous, shaking and crying.
Did introduce myself.
I was too scared.
I did.
I was too nervous. I got too nervous.
I was in WeHo. Saw her.
I was also too nervous to say hi to Jaclyn Hill. Yeah.
You saw Jaclyn?
Passing. Yeah, a couple of years ago.
I do remember you saying that, actually. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's too much.
I know.
Yeah.
I saw World of Shirts from TikTok in Lincoln Center.
Yep. Just saw Honey.
In New York.
Yes.
Yep. God, wow.
So many legends around.
So many legends, so little time.
So little time.
But anywho, if this is you that posted this job listing,
hit us
or
up.
You are looking for someone to take you to the Brooklyn Mirage, call me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call us.
And speaking of new bops that would play at the Brooklyn Mirage.
Uh-huh.
We have some new music this week to discuss.
We
quickly.
Actually do. Yes.
First up, I would like to shout out KX5. Take Me High, new trance track, very nostalgic sounding, and also an artist, Aoni.
Oh, yeah.
Her new EP is out, and there's a song on it called Vision that I love. The lyrics and the songwriting are amazing. She writes, sings, vocal powerhouse, we stan.
We do stan. I'd also like to give a shout out to Daya. Her new EP is out, and it is Bops on Bops. I highly recommend New Romantics and See You in My Dreams, which honestly reminds me of the Katie song on Smile that we like. Crying.
Teary Eyes?
Teary Eyes.
Ooh.
Kind of reminds me of that.
That's a compliment.
It's kind of Taylor 1989-y. It's very good. And it's made by the same producer who did Love Me Down on Glory. So done and done.
Ooh. Yes. Now that you say Daya and Love Me Down together, it's... Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to this song by Slushy featuring Aviella and Mackenzie Soul called Hate December. It kind of reminds me of what Demi could do, like as far as like a punk pop dance song. Now, I don't know if this is heterosexual propaganda or if this is straight culture. I haven't done a deep dive on Slushy, so I can't fully
canceled
full chested support this yet, but this song I have been playing all weekend. Yes. And yes, there's more bops actually to discuss, including we just talked about him, Lil Nas X, who is now our overlord of
League of Legends.
Crossover event. Did not see it coming.
No.
His first rule of order was to cast away all bottoms. He said, no bottoms allowed.
Well, good luck finding a support then.
Good luck finding a Sona.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're not healing you then.
I think his whole point was that so he could be the only bottom playing.
Oh my God.
Which I kind of live for. But
this collab was so well done. I was
so
kind of shook because the gaming stuff isn't always like a slay.
It's not always a hit. But I think because of his sense of humor,
yeah,
it was like a perfect match.
And because of the fan base, mm-hmm. which there's a lot of gays that play League.
There are.
And there's a lot of meme accounts
yes.
that make hilarious edits.
Yes.
And they also made like New Deer. Like, you know, Deer.
Yep.
They did Nude Deer.
Uh-huh.
Which at first I thought was a real skin as
right,
well.
Right, right, right.
And then Lil Nas X changed his name to Lol Nas X.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got Star Walkin' coming. The LOL World's 2022 song, which he's been doing in concert as well, and Bop. And I'm wondering if he's going to do a whole hologram performance, just like we saw a few years ago.
Oh,
with
yeah.
the characters next to him or something. I don't know.
Probably.
It'd be exciting. But yeah, shout out to Lil Nas X, who is, and that is probably some delicious coin.
Money?
Yes.
I know.
Esports, the money is there.
My Chromas that I bought recently, they went towards this, and I support it.
Exactly.
They've been getting really good. They just had Porter Robinson do Star Guardian.
Oh.
Which was a slay.
Yeah. They can get anyone they want at this point, uh-huh. it feels like.
Remember Madison Beer?
Every day.
Ugh. What happened to KDA? Where is their second album?
I know. We need to download KDA again.
Queen of Pop, Evelyn, Madison Beer.
They just don't make them like that anymore.
No.
Well, as far as bigger projects, we also have the long-awaited Rina Sawayama album, including Hold the Girl. Well, not including. It's called Hold the Girl, but it is including the song Hold the Girl. Out now. It's been teased for weeks, months.
Months.
We've gotten plenty of singles already, including This Hell, Catch Me in the Air, Hold the Girl. Now, I personally am a big fan of the Holy Till You Let Me Go through Frankenstein sweep of songs. Your Age, Imagining, and Frankenstein.
Oh.
Very into that stretch of songs. It's giving heavily Born This Way Gaga vibes, I would say. Very maximalist pop, but also very like Nine Inch Nails rock vibes. Yeah. Holy, I think, is the one you'll love the most. It's the dance bop for sure. All in all, it is a very personal project, and it's a very queer project. It's very religious themes. Yeah, it's an ambitious album, and I'm really enjoying diving into it. It's very varied as well. It goes from like Catch Me in the Air, which is very like delightful, whimsical vibe, to Imagining, which is sort of like a rowdy Charlie XCX vibes.
Oh.
So it's a lot going on the album. Pitchfork did a shady tweet where they said it's as ambitious as trying to wear everything at once in your closet. Which was kind of shady.
Oh.
Yeah. They gave it, I think, a 6.5, which...
Oh my God, same as Peppa.
Well, yeah. Legends only then. Confirmed smash. Yeah, I'll have to dig in deeper to the album, but I did enjoy. And then we also have a new up-and-comer and a established superstar, Tokisha. this woman, this Italian woman... Tokisha Keloke. Madonna, Tokisha hung up with Tokisha. Lazy title, I will say.
Like, yeah.
Like, I thought I heard a rumor it was called Hung Over, which I would have been fine with. Like,
oh, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. They were just like hung up with Tokisha. So call it Hung Up with Tokisha.
Yeah. It's very fan demanded version.
Fan demanded. Yeah. However, I will say, unlike Material Girl, I genuinely like this.
It's
I think
a bop.
It's like a fun new direction for the song. She performed it live at Pride. And
it changes it up.
It does. I love the way they use Hung Up in the song. Tokisha sounds really good in it. And Madonna is, of course, doing her Spanish lessons. And it just works really well. I'm excited for the video shot a few streets up from here. We'll see how that turned out. But I'm more excited about this than Material Girl. It feels fresher. This era feels fresher, whatever we're calling this right now, her back to the early 90s lesbian Donna sex era. I'm here for it.
Slay.
Big slay. And speaking of back to the past, sort of, I will say this new Carly Rae Jepsen song.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
She's back.
She's back. I know gays were like, oh, this is the one the gays are going to love. Well, we do.
Yeah.
We do. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying sorry.
Me either. I'm not sorry. It's human nature.
That's something I'm trying to do in my life is say sorry less when I'm not sorry.
I've never once been sorry.
I don't want to hear.
Talking to yourself is, she describes as a not revenge song. It is fantastic. It's with Captain Cuts. It really just, it takes it back to Dedicated / Emotion era of the sort of 80s leaning bops. It's got like a great post chorus. I just really love this song. And, you know, I think we needed this oomph right before we get into the showdown on October 21st between herself and Taylor.
Carly will outsell.
She will outsell easily. I have seen some mild criticism of Taylor for having the variants of the album. Have you seen this on the For You?
Oh, yeah. She made it a clock.
Yeah.
She did
four variants of the vinyls. And if on the back, if you flip it around, it turns into a clock. It's got the numbers of clock. And there was, I don't know if I'm on Taylor's slander talk or what, but there was some mildly critical TikToks just being like, oh, you're going to waste, you know, product. Like, you're going to make us buy four of these for a clock?
Get a good lawyer.
First of all, Tree Payne will be seeing you soon. Second of all, she'll be flying over your house very soon, dumping carbon emissions over your home. How's that? You should have just bought the clock. I never cared about that because, well, the world is ending, but also variants have been a thing forever.
Yeah.
Like, why get mad at Taylor, of all people, to do this? Because
I kind of get it, though, because I think with money being tight for a lot of people right now,
yeah,
I would want to go to the concert.
Yeah.
So to buy four vinyls, that's what, $35, $40 each?
Yeah.
Times four.
Yeah.
But you're not getting anything different in each one. It's just the cover is different.
Yes, but
I don't know.
You have to really want that clock. I think it's for me, it's easy to be like, no, it's fine. I'll just have one. Mm-hmm. But I understand collectors who cannot sit still unless they have all of them, I suppose. But I think I would not. I mean, I'm also not a Swiftie, but I think.
Oh, you're not?
Oh, my God. Wow. I can't say that on the air. Edit that out.
I'm not either. We never claimed to be.
Well, I just don't really. We don't subscribe to any hardcore fandom except the beer cans at this point.
Yeah, no, I've left that in the past.
Yeah.
That's done.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I'm not a fan of the music. I truly could not give a shit anymore about Stan Wars, but they do make for great stories.
Oh, they do. Yes, very entertaining.
But yeah, I just wouldn't be that moved to buy truly almost any of the faves. Even Madonna had a lot of variations, I think, of the Finally Enough Love. Like, I didn't get every version of that. I'm not in a panic about that. Mm. So whatever.
Know what I think they should do? I'm going to give out another free idea.
Oh, here we go.
Because I'm going to save the world.
Yes.
Faux vinyls, where it is a vinyl, but it's not the full thing.
So it's just a cover slip?
Mm-hmm. So it looks like a vinyl.
Mm.
It's shaped like a vinyl. But instead of having the actual vinyl in it, and you could even make it flat so that it's just two-sided on a thicker paper, like a double, you know, like those thick business cards that you get that have sheets in one.
Basically mini posters.
Mm-hmm. And then you put it in the wrapper.
Yep.
And it looks like a vinyl, but it's less expensive. And so you can have it to display.
I think it's a good idea.
Because is my Glory vinyl ever coming out of its package? No.
No.
I don't have anything to play it on.
Right.
And if I did want to play it, that would be annoying.
Right.
When I could just hit Spotify.
Right.
And you would save money. And then you could go and buy all four and make your clock. Also, it would be better on the walls.
Yeah.
You could use tape instead of nails.
Oh, yeah. I have ruined many a wall from my vinyls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then you wouldn't have the weight of the whatever they use to make that.
Wax, yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
I love
a faux vinyl, a collector vinyl.
I love that
not
idea.
Not usable vinyl.
Yeah, that's a concept.
For those who just want the large album art in HD in print quality.
Yeah, just
but
paper,
don't want to actually.
But not the vinyl.
Yeah.
Love that.
New concept. Who's going to be the first to steal it?
Well, it definitely won't be Taylor because she's busy being the carbon emissions queen. But otherwise, somebody could. But I love that idea. Yeah, well, it's still coming soon. And she just teased something with Jack Antonoff, a making of the album. And the girls have gone crazy with the clues. I think I am in deep Taylor talk. There are girls who are convinced she's coming out on this album. They're convinced she's wearing the lesbian
what
flag.
Do you mean? Oh.
Like, they're convinced that this is like when she finally, because there's a whole subset of fans who they're called Gaylor, where they are convinced she's gay.
Oh.
And it goes deep, like almost.
She does love cats.
Well.
No, I'm kidding. I'm getting canceled. Oh my God.
But it's stretched on for years. So there's that. There's also rumblings of
who
Lana.
Who hasn't licked a tit before?
Who like, hasn't licked a tit?
Even I have.
But you've licked a tit?
Yeah.
Well.
Whatever.
Well, it happens. You never know what happens.
That's going to be one of her singles.
Lick a tit.
Lick a tit in the
featuring
candlelight.
Featuring Lana Del Rey. Yeah. I wish.
It's only 24 hours.
Lick a tit.
Oh. I can hear litigation.
Get a good lawyer.
These are all my opinions. I'm allowed to have an opinion. It's a First Amendment.
Yeah. It just means the government can't come after you. It doesn't mean you're free of consequences.
Taylor can.
Yeah, exactly. People always abuse the First Amendment excuse. They're like, it's freedom of speech, not freedom of consequence.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. TSVTK.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I will be sitting there for those proceedings.
I feel like I'd say I want it.
To be sued?
No,
by
not
Taylor?
No. No, I don't. No, I don't.
What do you want?
I think it would be funny if, like, Taylor Swift heard the podcast.
Oh.
Because she has a sense of humor.
True.
And we're honest about her.
Right.
We're not, like, kissing her ass.
Right.
And we make jokes. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like Taylor would be fun to have a beer with. That's my point.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, or like, joke about the carbon emissions.
A mocktail. Lately, I've been on a mocktail journey.
Oh.
I've been having these, like, so we went to Soho House for an event of Fashion Week.
The flavor.
It was like mint, orange. No. It was like mint, cucumber, and lemon or something. Overpriced, but honestly, nice.
$16.
Refreshing.
Yeah.
For juice. Anyway, I'll have a mocktail with Taylor.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, she's in the studio finishing up the album. Well, it's done. It's been done. And so.
Midnight's incoming.
Speaking of at midnight and the studio, another woman has been repeatedly heading to the recording studio three nights in a row with her man. Rihanna heading to a recording studio in Hollywood last night. A tweet goes viral, over thousands and thousands of tweets. This person had the same experience as me with Rita Ora, to be honest.
Yes.
Like having a fun, playful jab and all of a sudden your fave. I love that her handles, the barbs dragged me.
Yeah. So the user it's Carrie with a K,
mm-hmm.
who has their name as the barbs dragged me. Also relatable.
Yes. Quote tweeted Rihanna going to the studio with to do what?
She's got a point.
She's got every point. And also, she keeps going with A$AP Rocky. If it's like
a feature
/ a collaborative album, I'll keep the hiatus going another year or two,
yeah,
unless you come out solo. We are not interested. We don't need it. We don't want it. We want a Rihanna album.
Or just a song.
Yeah. But
anything.
Like, yeah. If it's a feature, we don't
want. Sitting with all that power and just not.
Billionaire.
Like Rihanna could go into the studio and just speak two sentences.
Yep.
And they could turn it into a smash.
Yeah. She doesn't want to give them that.
Wow.
Yeah. Because then it begs the question of a tour, and she's like, I don't want to do that shit.
True.
I don't know. Maybe she'll get back there. We'll see. But she's been heading to the studio for years, I feel like.
Yeah.
God knows. It better be a 5-CD deluxe situation.
At this point, it should be. That's what we deserve.
It is what we deserve.
With faux vinyls, because I'm not buying all of them.
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Well, what have we learned?
Everything and nothing all at once. Or whatever that's called. I still need to watch it.
Wow, you just set yourself up for that. Yeah. Everything Everywhere All at Once, available now. Just go ahead.
I did watch a movie, though.
What did you watch?
I'll tell everyone in the after show.
Ooh.
big
announcement coming. Oh, it also went viral this morning that in most British networks.
All over the sandwich.
The Queen's Funeral was all over the British networks except for one, which played the Emoji Movie.
Oh, was that real?
Yes.
I saw that and I thought it was fake.
No, apparently that was real. I will double check it, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah. UK's Channel 5 opts for Emoji Movie over Queen's Funeral.
And I see that one gay.
I see that one smiley face.
Someone had to do it.
Somebody did.
If I was over there, I would have put burlesque on BBC One.
Absolutely.
Well, everyone, thank you for joining for another week.
Thank you, as always, for joining us for another episode of Legends Only.
And shout out to all of our supporters over on Patreon. If you would like to support the pod directly, you can go over to patreon.com/legends. Only running up that hill and make a deal with God. At patreon.com/legends
only.
Take that, Lea Michele. I'm coming for your fucking Tony.
That's...
I should go to get singing lessons, really work on my lower register.
I don't think you need them.
You know, find a voice actor to help me with my impressions.
Uh-huh. You don't need that for sure. You've got at least 10 solid impressions down.
I want to be a cartoon character.
You
I'm
are.
I'm also going to put that into the universe. Well, yeah, but like I actually want to be like one of the fish in like Finding Nemo.
Okay.
So if there's Finding Nemo 3 and if you... are okay. listening and you're working on that.
If you are animating, yeah, Finding
If you're
Nemo
animating
3,
something in the place of employment that you're at.
Somebody at Pixar like throws down their headphones. Yeah. They're like, oh my God.
I found him.
I found our clownfish.
Oh my God. Like I literally would do a fish or like some ugly like bug-eyed lantern fly with like a wonk eye that's gay. You know?
Disney proudly presents the first openly gay firefly.
Hey, guys.
Lantern fly.
Are you guys ready to light it up?
He would say that.
Oh. Anyway.
Not my lightning fly. Lantern fly. That's what it is. Fuck. The first openly gay lantern fly to die of COVID
with
right
COVID
now.
Lung, yeah. Every time those like gut-wrenching laughs just like rip my lung out.
Yeah.
Well.
Oop.
Where was I going with this outro? Oh.
Up that hill.
Yes, up the hill and over to patreon.com/legendsonly for the after show where we keep talking about shit after the show.
That's right.
Every week. We stole the concept. It's not original.
No, we made it. We made it up.
Oh yeah. the first openly gay.
Yeah. Is the first after show inventor going to come for us?
Who did it? Someone had to.
Yeah.
And they were like, we'll
see you in court.
I did that.
Yeah.
Get a good lawyer.
All right. See you in the after show, everyone. And if not,
until next week.
Yeah.
We will
see you
up that hill
running with God.
They made a deal with a lantern fly.
Oh, yeah.
Soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.